In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The last 2 weekends of the Coptic year, this is today the fourth Sunday of Misra, and the coming week, which will be the Sunday of the little month. The readings are all about the end of the world. The church is raising our minds to think about the end and making the end of the Coptic year an occasion for us to think about the end of everything. And actually, focusing on the end helps us in many ways. The end not only of the world, but everything we do. The people who are able to see the end of everything they start are more able to do things in the right way. Let us see how thinking and focusing on the end helps us in many, many ways. First of all, believing in eternity helps us to understand. Looking at the end of the world and the time when God is going to judge everyone helps us to understand and comprehend many things that are difficult. That's why God inspired King Solomon to say in his book, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. Unless we believe and we think and we always look at eternity, we will never be able to understand many, many things around us. We will be seeing what's happening around us as a portrait that's not complete. And we look at the lines here and there, and it doesn't make any sense before our eyes. If we do not look and focus on the eternity, how can we understand justice then? We will see that wickedness prevails and the righteous people are oppressed. We will see that people are dying maybe early before we think that it's time for them. Only eternity, when we will be able to see behind the veil of death, by then only we can understand. Unless we see the end and we look behind this veil, a very thick one that's called death, we will never be able to understand and comprehend how God created everything beautiful in its time, how he is beneficent, how he does everything perfect according to a plan that has no mistake or error whatsoever. Only the people who can see the eternity will be able to understand. Only people who are focused on the end will be able to comprehend how God works in everything around them. Also, focusing in the end helps us in another way. When we do not know the outcome of many things, and when we care to know, then by then we will be able to seek counsel. The scripture tells us that there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. There are many, many ways, many, many paths in our lives. And we make decisions every day. Should I go here or there? Should I shoot this or this? Only the people who care about the end will be able to seek counsel and ask if I am on the right track or not. Let me give you an example, the example of choosing a spouse, a husband or a wife. Sometimes people do not think behind the excitement of the moment, that I am attracted to a certain person and that's enough for me. This is what all I want, to be attached or cleaving to this particular person. I'm not thinking about what is going to happen afterward. If I will have a certain kind of partnership with this person, what's going to happen later on? What will be the end of this decision? If we care about the end, if we are minded with it, if we are focused on it, then we will care to seek counsel. We will be very careful to ask a person and two and three and four, because I do not want to step in the right direction, in the wrong direction. I do not want to start something that is, I'm assuming that it is the right way, and at the end of the day, I will see that it's going to end up into something catastrophic. Many, many people just do not care about the end. They only care about today, what this will make them feel. If I feel happy and excited, this is enough for me. I do not have to ask or to seek counsel, because simply the end is not in my mind at all. Also, anticipating a joyful end inspires us to endure. The people who are able to see the end are those people who are able also to endure difficulties. This is what we hear St. Paul says to the Hebrews. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. The example is our author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him was able to endure the cross. When we will be able to carry our crosses and we go with them, not complaining or grumbling against God who chose this particular cross for us, only when we will be able to see the joy behind the cross. When we are focused on the joy of the resurrection, then the cross will be bearable. We put off our crosses simply because we are only minded with the pain and the suffering. That is of today. We are overwhelmed with how I feel today, then I cannot go with it anymore. People are abandoning their families simply because they think that I cannot take it anymore. What about the time when we will continue your race and you will be rewarded? I cannot think of this moment now. What all I care about is I want to put off the cross away from my shoulder. We will never be able to endure unless we are focused on a joyful end. This is exactly what happened when a student starts his year thinking of the success that is waiting for him at the end. Then he will be able to study and do his work diligently, and enduring that, he is going to deny himself a lot of the pleasures for the sake of the success that is waiting at the end of the year when he is going to do his part. This is the matter of the delayed gratification that we try to learn and we teach it to our children. We will never be able to endure fasting unless our eyes are fixed on the pleasure and the joy of the feast. If we think this way, all of what we are trying to go through will be bearable because we are focused on the end. This is another benefit of how, when we focus on the end, this will help us. Realizing also that there is an end to riches leads us to despise vanities. Another benefit of focusing on the end. If we see behind the riches, then we will despise it, because simply we all have witnessed that no one went to the grave having his money with him. King Solomon says the same meaning when he says, "For riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations." All the kings have left their thrones and they went to the grave. If you look and look at the graves, you will never be able to discern if this man was a king or he was just a lay person. You will never to discern between princes and poor people. Thinking and looking at the end will make us to despise the riches. People are fighting with one another to acquire riches that, if they think and realize that they will leave it behind them, there is no reason then for the fight. There is no reason for them to lose everything to gain this particular money or particular position that they are after. Thinking and being minded with the end of everything will make us to despise riches. We will not focus on them. Keeping the end also in mind save us from foolishness. This is what also King Solomon said. He spoke about temptations and how, when we look at the consequences of things, we will be able to choose not to do foolish things. He symbolized sin with a harlot, a woman that's tempting people around her. And he says about her, "For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps lay hold of hell." Seeing this end that's waiting at the corner, when we are involved in foolishness, This will guard us against being part of this foolishness. People who are immersed in immorality, simply they put away from their minds totally the thinking about the end of the way that they are choosing for themselves. People who are choosing for themselves to be addicted to drugs or alcohol or any kind of addiction, simply they ignore totally the end of the way that they choose at the beginning. If we think about it, we will hesitate. Actually, we will be very careful not to get ourselves hooked in any one of these foolish things. Maybe this is a reminder of us. Before we are about to go in a relationship that we know that it's not pleasing to God, that at the end will be this consequence waiting for this foolish man who went into this relationship with this harlot. We see death and hell at the end of the path. Keeping the time of judgment before our eyes will restrain us. There is no way we can do it unless we believe in God, who is merciful and also who is a just judge. Only those people who can think behind the pleasure of the minute and they can see the end of the path will refrain from foolishness. Running with the end in mind also causes us to always be watchful on the path. What do I mean by this? If I am focused and the end of the way in my mind, I will always be able to correct myself. Am I running on the right path? Am I going through the difficult road? And I will be able always to correct myself. When we lose the end, when we are distracted from the goal that we are after, we will just be running. But we do not know where we are heading. And simply we answer the question of what are you living for with answers like to raise the kids, maybe to be successful in my life, whatever. Maybe sometimes we do not have an answer at all. But when we have the goal set before our eyes, there is no distraction. There is nothing else that takes us away from this set goal before our eyes. We will be able every day to see, am I heading towards my goal or I might be deviating and I need to go back into the right track. Only the people who can see the end can correct themselves and examine their paths and know where they are heading. When the goal is no more before our eyes, when we have our own agenda in this life, we will be just running, running and running and running until the minute comes. And then suddenly we will face a reality that we have to face God as a just judge. So here the church bringing our attention into the end. It is not something that pessimistic or people only who are feeling like they are sad or sorrow, who are those people minded and focused on the end. Actually, only wise people, people who make right calculations, who always and never at any time they lose focus on the end. Let us review and see how focusing on the end helps us in many ways. Believing in eternity helps us to understand. Not knowing the outcome of certain paths pushes us to seek counsel. Anticipating a joyful end inspires us to endure. Realizing that there is an end to riches leads us to despise vanities. Keeping the end in mind saves us from foolishness, and running with the end in mind causes us always to be watchful on the path. Glory be to God forever and ever.